Human rights activists are gathering tonight in Los Angeles to address human rights violations in the Philippines. As Kylie Morgan reports, they are offering support to the indigenous people displaced by the violence.
The Manobo people are one of the few remaining indigenous communities in the Philippines. Human rights activists say over 1,000 Manobos in Mindanao have been forced to flee their homes in the wake of an aggressive military presence. Cristela Hilo from the International League of People Struggle in the U.S. says she has visited the military-occupied villages over the last 2 years. The military is searching for rebels opposed to the government, but civilians say they are the ones being harassed.
Dropping bombs in civilian communities is a human rights violation.
Hilo says attacks against the Manobo people are just a part of what is happening in the Philippines.
In that immediate area, yes, it is primarily the Manobo people. But you can see forced evacuations and militarization all across the Philippines. Sadly, the crisis in Davao del Norte is just a microcosm of what is happening in the Philippines today.
Human rights activists say tribal leaders tell them the military is keeping people from gathering food on their farms, and many people are starving.
There's more than 500 children who are evacuees right now, and they need a lot of attention.
Hilo says a network of Southern California groups are helping indigenous people by building schools and helping donate a corn mill. Tonight, the forum will feature indigenous leaders from the Philippines and live testimonies from the Manobo people. Kylie Morgan, Annenberg Radio News.